This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Monday, March 30. Pass it on. Our reading comes from Luke chapter 10. After this, the Lord appointed 72 others and sent them two by two ahead of him to every town and place where he was about to go. He told them, "The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field. Go, I am sending you out like lambs among wolves. Do not take a purse or bag or sandals, and do not greet anyone on the road. When you enter a house, first say, 'Peace to this house.' If someone who promotes peace is there, your peace will rest on them. If not, it will return to you. Stay there, eating and drinking whatever they give you, for the worker deserves his wages. Do not move around from house to house." The Lord appointed 72 others and sent them two by two ahead of him to every town and place where he was about to go. The 72 met Jesus. There were 12 disciples who followed Jesus closely for most of his ministry. And in Luke 10, we read about 72 more people who were appointed by Jesus to spread the word about him. The good news of Jesus is not just for one group or for the people in one place. It's for everyone, everywhere. 72 is more than 12. But even this group of people could not go everywhere and tell everyone about Jesus. They went to various towns where Jesus himself was planning to go. But these people who Jesus sent out represent the start of a mission to tell the world how God has shown his love through Jesus. The mission continued after Jesus died and rose again, and it continues today. The good news about Jesus is that he offers forgiveness of sin and new life. Anyone who's heard this good news has the privilege to be a part of sharing the news with others. This is the wonderful mission of the Lord's Church, and it will continue until everyone has heard the good news. Like those 72 messengers, we are invited to share Jesus' love by what we say and do. Something so amazing can't be kept a secret. Let's pass along the good news of Jesus' love to everyone. Pray with me. God of all nations and peoples, thank you for entrusting us with the task of sharing the good news of Jesus. Strengthen us for this task and give us joy in sharing your message everywhere. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.